Thanks for calling Dylan Does Customer Service. How are you vibing today? Hello? Are you there? Yeah. I have to ask you that. It's in the script that they gave us. They apparently think that it's important because, we here at Dylan Does strive to give you good vibrations every single day. And I can feel you rolling your eyes over the phone. Trust me, I'm right there with you. But they still want me to say it to everyone. It's supposed to. Wait. Hold on. Let me find the line from the training manual. Ah, here we go. We here at Dylan Does believe that sex is not shameful. After all, we were the most successful sex toy company in terms of sales in the second quarter of last year. We feel the need to highlight this unique period and hope that no one will notice how highly specific it is in order to improve admiration for our personal brand. What? Okay, no, it doesn't actually say that last line. But it does say that in order to make our customers more comfortable discussing their most intimate problems, we ask all our customer service representatives to work the following puns into user-related calls whenever possible. As Dylan Does, we believe that humor allows the customers to experience familiarity in an unfamiliar setting, while both decrease call times by giving customers a sense of comfort and help develop new loyalties to our company. I probably wasn't supposed to redo that, but whatever. Honesty builds loyalty too. Or at least that's what I'll tell my boss if he ever finds out about this. Anyway, did it work? Do you feel more loyal? Or like opening up to me or something? Well, maybe you just need better puns. Yeah, sometimes I get bored and come up with some of my own. What about? Thanks for calling Dylan Does Customer Service. Tell us all your latest buzz. Get it? Because like vibrators buzz. No? Okay, fine. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. At Dylan Does, we believe that customers always come first. What do you think? Still don't think fine. Why don't you try one if you're so picky then? Okay, I'm mad at myself for laughing at that because it wasn't that good. But no pun is good, and I'm keeping that one. Nope, it's too late. Your words are now going to become modern Dylan Does lore. Just let me write it down. Welcome to Dylan Does. We know that things are hard, but we're here to help. Well, there you go. Congratulations. As if you'll be a sex pun legend. Well, sort of. At least, who knows, maybe they'll even add a section to the training manual about you. That's some exciting stuff right there. What? Okay, yeah. Admittedly, I'm not great at this job. I've spent, I don't know, however long on the phone with you, and I still don't even know why you called. But, in my defense, nobody ever calls this number. I mean, who the fuck calls customer service for a sex toy company? You have to be pretty desperate to... Alright. Sorry. It's not desperate. It's, good that you're so sexually open. Really. No, really. It's fine. I'm not judging. Oh, come on. It's not lame. It shows ingenuity. Most people wouldn't even think to call the number in the back of the box. But you. You're a problem solver. Or a go-getter or something. Sorry, I'm still kind of in corporate slang mode after reading that training manual. Anyway, you're at least a really nice person if you're willing to listen to me yammer on like this. Yeah, I'm sorry that I suck at this so much. Like I said, no one ever really calls this place. I mostly just get to sit on my ass all day and play video games, so... Wait, fuck. I probably shouldn't have told you that either. Ugh. I'm so glad that my boss isn't here. Yeah, can we just forget this interaction ever happened? No. You don't need to hang up. Let's just rewind a bit. Here, I'll start from the beginning. Hi, thanks for calling Dylan Does Customer Service. How can I assist you? No, wait, it's supposed to include a pun. Hi, you reached Dylan Does Customer Service. Why the fuck did you call? Whatever, that was close enough of a pun. You know, but please just answer before I do something else wrong. You just need to tell me how I can be of assistance. Okay, So your sex toy's not working, is that right? Alright, what kind is it? Wait, none of our models are named Thor. Oh, Thor is just the name that you gave it. But why would you name a sex toy? No, it's not important. I will focus on a job. Anyway, if you don't know the model, can you at least tell me how it runs? Is it battery operated? Oh, it has a charging cable. Got it. Well, are you sure that you charged it correctly? Yeah, I get that it was working last night, but how long did you use it for? To clarify, I need to know if it's a battery issue or not. I don't care how long it takes you to come. Great, okay, yeah. That's about what I would have expected. As in, that's the average amount of time to come. Not like for you specifically, just statistically. Anyways, that wouldn't be enough to drain your battery from full. So it might be that it's not holding its charge for some reason. I don't know, did you try turning it off and on again? What do you mean? It works with computers. Okay, fine. I guess that's not really an option if it won't turn on at all. Unfortunately, that's pretty much the totality of my knowledge base for troubleshooting sex toys. I'd offer to call reinforcements, but I'm literally the only customer service representative. And, as apparent from my complete incompetency, they never actually expected anybody to call this number, so. On the plus side, I'm willing to bet that you're no longer horny after listening to this train wreck. So you shouldn't have too much of a problem waiting until we send a replacement. Wait. What? Seriously? How are you still turned on right now? Oh, well, I think that you sound cute, too. I'm probably not supposed to say that either, but, it's fine. So, do you require further assistance? Oh, we're not gonna do anything. It's just, well, you got options if you still want to get off. And I'm happy to help if that's your type of thing. Oh no, I don't mind at all. My boss isn't here and this is the most interesting thing that's happened all day. Besides, I got kind of excited when you said that you like my voice. So, do you want to? Yes! Alright, you have hands, right? What? Some people don't. I don't want to assume. Okay, great. Well, I think that you know where to put them. Yep. Right there. Start slow for me, babe. Just tease yourself for me while I get myself excited. Really excited. As I imagine you in my arms, as I imagine myself teasing you, and kissing you all over, and hearing your beautiful, beautiful moans. That's it. Let me hear it, babe. Oh, show me how much you want me. How much you crave me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. You sound so good. I want you so badly. Speed up, babe. Just a little. Just enough to remind yourself that there is more. And to remind you how much I want you. Yeah. All of you. Every last inch. Just imagine me straddling you. Grinding against you, heating you up as I feel pleasure starting to build, but I'll still want to give you more, because I'll want to push you to your very limit. So I'll grind faster as you squirm in delight, because you want it just as much as I do. Say that you want me. Good. Because I want you so fucking badly. Faster now, babe. No holding back anymore. Fuck, I'm so fucking close. So fucking ready. Come on. Tell me what you want. Show me. Show now. Come on, babe. Come for me. Come for me now. Please. I need to hear you come. I don't want to come with you. I'm so close. So fucking close. Come on. Give in for me. Please, babe. Please. I need it. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it, babe. Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me at work. Is there anything else I can assist you with? Okay, well, send the toy back to us and we'll get you set up with a new one. Oh, and if you get impatient waiting for a new one, you're welcome to call again, or even after you get a new one. I love to understand our product a little better. Sorry. Wait, you actually want to call me again? No, that's great, really great. Maybe I should give you my personal number though, just in case it's not my shift next time. Okay. I can email it to you with the call receipt. Wait, fuck. I'm supposed to send you a customer satisfaction survey too. Yeah. I kind of guessed that you were satisfied, but do me a favor and don't go into too much detail in the survey, okay? There is like a 5% chance that someone might actually read it, and I really don't want to explain this to my boss. Thanks. You're the best. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to you again, too. Thanks for calling Dylan Tess. We hope that you have a wonderful night. Bye.